In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. This feast actually is one of the major master feasts. And for us, it is the completion of the work of salvation of our Lord Jesus Christ. The salvation which the human beings was promised right away after the falling of sin, original sin. This promise which was given from God to Adam and Eve. That the feet of the descendant of the woman will crush the head of the dragon, or the head of the devil, or the head of the serpents. All of them have the same meaning, which is the devil, Satan. From this moment up to today, all the mankind was awaiting for the completion of the salvation of our Lord Jesus Christ. When the fullness of time came, the Lord was incarnate, taking a weak body, body under the sin, but without sin. Body likening us in everything except the sin itself. Because he was born not inheriting the original sin, because he was born not from the will of man, but from the Holy Spirit and Saint Mary, the Mother of God, ever Virgin Theotokos. And after the incarnation and the heavenly birth of our Lord Jesus Christ, during more than 33 years, the Lord has completed every single thing the first Adam fell in. In other words, during his life, the second Adam, our Lord Jesus Christ, succeeded in every temptation. Was given to him by the devil. Starting from the very beginning, he escaped strongly from the face of Herod, who resembled the devil who wanted to kill the Savior before the salvation. And he lived in Egypt almost 4 years, blessing every place in Egypt. And when he came back, although he was the creator of everyone and God, he submitted to his parents, was obeying them both. And when he started or wanted to start his mission, he accepted the baptism. A long, long time before that, he accepted the circumcision. He accepted to be received in the temple after 40 days. He completed everything. He himself gave Moses in the law which was called after Moses, although it was the Lord, the law of the Lord himself. And at last, tonight, we hear in the Gospel of St. Luke the following. Now it came to pass when the time had come for him to be received up. The last steps to complete the salvation, that he steadfastly set his face to go to Jerusalem. Jerusalem here was not only resembling Jerusalem in Israel now, but the heavenly Jerusalem. He was setting up his face toward Jerusalem, toward the heavenly Jerusalem, as if he is now taking this body from he was born from the Virgin and the Holy Spirit to give this body the ability to go towards the way entering the heavenly Jerusalem. And this is the meaning of the Gospel of tonight. It's not just Jerusalem where he was crucified or arrested or tortured or buried or resurrected. It was Jerusalem, the heavenly Jerusalem. He was taking my body, setting it up, setting the face up to the heavenly Jerusalem. That's why the ascension of the Lord in heavens is the completion of the salvation. خلاص. النهاردة أكمل الرب يسوع المسيح كل أعمال الخلاص اللي وعد بها الإنسان من الأول، من البداية. خد الجسد الضعيف اللي تحت الخطية وعملوا جسد ممجد فوق الخطية. خد جسد الموت وعملوا جسد قيامة. خد جسد الهوان وعملوا جسد مجد. خد جسد الفساد وعملوا جسد غير فاسد وغير قابل للفساد إلى الأبد. هذا المسيح عمل. مش مجرد المسيح جه واتصلب وقام وصعد للسماء. لازم نفهم ليه كل ده عمله من خلال العلبة بتاعتنا، من خلال الجسد بتاعنا. فكل ده لحساب جسدي أنا. كل اللي عمله ده مش جسد هو، لا، ده الجسد اللي هو خده من العذراء بدل جسدي وبدل جسد كل واحد من آدم لغاية آخر البشرية. وبعد كده أصعد هذا الجسد إلى السماء وأجلسه عن يمين الله الآب يعني. وزي ما قلنا الأسبوع اللي فات، ما فيش حاجة اسمها الآب له يمين وشماله. الآب unlimited، ما فيش مكان الآب مش موجود فيه. اليمين هنا معناه المجد، الكرامة، النصرة الأبدية، السعادة الأبدية. فأصبح أنا جسمي موجود عن يمين الآب. And this is the mystery of the attraction of my body to the body of Christ. بالضبط كده زي أقول لكم إيه، زي ماجنت قوي جدا جدا. وهذا الماجنت له إيه، حاجة اسمها إيه، magnetic field. برافو عليكم. المجال المغناطيسي. يعني أصبح جسد المسيح اللي صعد بيه إلى ملكوت السماوات أو إلى الأحضان الأبدية أو إلى يمين الآب أو إلى أورشليم السماوية، سميها كلها، المكان الأبدي اللي هنعيش فيه كلنا، زي مغناطيس قوي جداً له قوة جاذبية لملايين ملايين الأميال لملايين ملايين البشر. وهذا هو سر انجذابي إلى الرب يسوع المسيح. أنا منجذب إليه بقوة الجذب القوية اللي موجودة في جسده الممجد اللي موجود عليه من الآب. I'm attracted now, attached to him now. Exactly like a very strong magnet. And if I am in the magnetic field, whenever I enter the magnetic field, then it starts the attachment, the attraction of my body to the body of Christ in heaven. And this is the main difference between every one of us who received the new nature, the new body, who was born with the Lord in the heavenly birth or the second birth, or he was crucified and buried with him and then resurrected with him in the like, in the like and alike his death, we came out of the baptism, then we became a metallic substance. فلز حديدي له قوة يعني يبقى منجذب. And this is the main difference between the pin and the wood. As pin, you are attracted to the magnet in heavens. ليه احنا بنقول منجذبين الى المسيح الصاعد الى السماء؟ اللي صعد الى السماء؟ لان انا اصبح فيا دلوقتي حته من المسيح، حته مهمه جدا، وهي ايه؟ الحياه الجديده معاه والروح القدوس الساكن فيا. الروح القدس الساكن فيا بيجذبني الى روح الله القدوس الموجود في جسد المسيح القائم من الاموات. عشان كده انا في ايدي افضل متل، ولو عايز ابقى خشب، ابقى حاجه مش منجذبه للمسيح اللي فوق، مع اني اخدت الطبيعه دي. If I deny the nature, the new nature was like a metal which isn't attached and attracted to the magnet in heavens, then I'll become non-magnetic substance. مش magnet, like wood, like stone, like anything which is not metallic to be attached to the Lord. What gives me the power of metallic substance? The work of the Holy Spirit in me. That's why the Lord insisted to ascend into heavens, to send His Holy Spirit to give birth to the church and to let me receive the Holy Spirit, the same Holy Spirit, the Spirit of God, to make me a temple of the Lord. And this temple, when it is opened, when it is active, when it is بنقول ايه، when I buy any one of the iPhones, I need to activate it. So when I am activated, then I am on. When I turn it off, I am off. Simply, whenever I have the relationship going from down to up, then I am looking like the disciples who are looking like tomorrow while the Lord is ascending, lifting up from them. But they were very happy. They were not sad. They were not upset. They were not disappointed. They didn't feel that they were widows. No. They were sure that this power of resurrection will come upon them. And it happened in 10 days from tomorrow, in the Pentecost day. So that's why the meaning of the ascension is that you are now attracted. You have a metallic nature. Please do not put this metal upside down. If you put it upside down, then the metal will be attracted to the earth. ما تقلبش دماغك، ما تمشيش على راسك، امشي فوق وخلي عينيك اللي هي اعلى حاجه تبقى منجذبه لفوق. لو واحد ماشي على راسه تبقى عينيه فين؟ في الارض. يبقى الجاذبيه بتاعته فين؟ في الارضيات. يحب المال، يحب الشهوه، يحب الطمع، يحب القوه، يحب الحقد، يحب الغضب، يحب الرعب، يحب الارهاب، يحب كل حاجه ارضيه. So we reactivate every time we receive the Holy Communion. Every single time we receive the Holy Communion, we reactivate that. We gain the power of the resurrection again. And we gain the attraction of the glorified body in heavens again and again. Why? Because simply I have in me the glorified body with who resurrected from the dead inside me when I received the Holy Communion. Then what is in me is attracted to him in heavens. This is the meaning of the ascension of heavens. عشان كده بصراحة كده قال كده. If you have risen with Christ, then seek whatever is above, where Christ is sitting. إن كنتم قد قمتم مع المسيح فاطلبوا ما فوق حيث المسيح جالس. لربنا المجد الدائم إلى الأبد. آمين. أبانا الذي في السماوات، our Father who art in heaven، أم يا ربي ربي العالمين، إيدي لباسي، سيد ربي يسوع المسيح ابن الله الوحيد وكلمة الآب الإله قطع كل الرباطات خطايانا مقبل لنا مقدسا محيي الذين فقد فوجئتنا من القديسين والصلاه قال لهم receive the Holy Spirit who send you remitted to them at the which you retain and shall be retained. Now also we ask and entreat your goodness, O lover of mankind, for your servants, my fathers, my brethren, my weakness, those who bow their heads before your holy glory, spend some to us your mercy and lose every bond of our sins. Have committed any sin against you, knowingly or unknown, for unctuous heart, indeed and word, from faint heartedness, no master who knows the weakness of men as a good and infinite of man. Grant us the forgiveness of our sins, bless us, purify us, make us absolved, and all your people absolved. Fill us with the fear, strengthen us unto your own goodwill. For you are our God, the glory, the honor, and the adoration are due to good for the Holy Spirit, the life giver of an essence with you, now and at all times, and unto the age of all ages. Amen. Amen. معطي أغريسوس بنوتي يا ملك السلام أعطنا سلام قر لنا سلام كفر لنا اختر لك الكون مجد لك البركة العز الأبد أمين من كسور دي فريت يو ثم فري أور فادر فارت إن أبد أرود بي لدين بكينجدم كافر محبة الله لا يبدأ بتقول نعمة ابن الوحيد ربنا ونفر السلامة شركة موهبة عطية الروح قدس تكون مع جميع كل أدون فيكم امضوا بالسلام سلام الرب يكون معكم أمين على أن يعود من يستطيع فيكم الساعة 8:30 صباحا بإذن يسوع إن شاء الله سنة طيب